Hello, this is Executive Voice. I wanted to talk to you today about communicating the different forms of communication that we use using computers or the telephone. I've had a problem in the last few days with my other business with one musician not responding at all to text messages, voicemail messages, emails, and messages left on her landline phone. And we've got terribly worried about that because it's an engagement for Saturday that she's booked for. And we got more and more concerned because she wasn't responding at all. And in the end, we have arranged for somebody else to be on standby just in case she doesn't show up. Now, I'm sure that there's a really, really good reason for her not responding. But I was thinking about ways that you could avoid this so that the person that you're working with doesn't think that you're not there. I know that there are certainly times when I inquire for services and there are some people that don't respond, or alternatively you have a meeting and they arrange to send you some information and weeks later you're still waiting for it. What does that tell you? Does it make you think as a client that that person isn't interested in selling their services to you? That's certainly what I feel with this particular person that I had a meeting with, and also with the musician that's not responding. So I was thinking of ways that you could try to be more efficient with your communicating. In the case of the musician, if for any reason there is a problem that she's tied up with, she could change her voicemail messages to say, I'm sorry, I'm not available, and to use a particular number of a friend, or to have a call minding service so that somebody else can take those calls. If somebody texts you, try to respond in a moment, just saying, sorry, I'm tied up, or I'm busy at the moment, I'll contact you later. And for the email addresses, you can easily put an automated email response so that people know exactly where they stand. Ah, this person's away from the office today. I know that I can call this other person, or I know that I'm going to have to wait a few days for the response. In the case of having a meeting with somebody and not following up quickly, in the case of this software company, they said that they would have information to me within a week. It's more than 2 weeks now. Keep to your promises. You've just got to schedule yourself in so that to make sure that you deliver on time, because the way that I'm standing is that I'm not particularly interested in working with that company if they're not going to come up with the goods within a certain time. So a lot of information here about being a good communicator, not speaking, but it's indirect things, how you respond to people getting in contact with you. So if you need any further information, do contact me on executivevoice.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.